Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of relationship real talk on relationship goals, affirmations for a loving partnership. You know that feeling when you've messed up? Maybe said something you didn't mean or hurt someone unintentionally? Yeah, we've all been there. But the thing is, even though it can feel awkward or scary, owning your mistakes and making amends can be one of the most powerful acts of love in a relationship. Today, we're diving deep into the art of apologies because let's face it, saying sorry isn't always as simple as it sounds. It takes courage, humility, and a genuine desire to repair what's been broken. So, whether you've recently said something you regret or you're just looking for ways to strengthen your connection, grab your favorite beverage and get ready to level up your relationship game. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of apologies. First off, be sincere. A genuine apology comes from the heart. It's about acknowledging the hurt you caused and expressing true remorse, not just saying sorry because you feel pressured to do so. Think about it, you wouldn't want someone to apologize without truly meaning it, would you? Same goes for when you're apologizing. Make sure those words carry weight. Second, take responsibility. Own your actions and avoid making excuses or blaming others. It's easy to point fingers, but true accountability means stepping up and saying I messed up even if it feels uncomfortable. This shows the other person that you respect them enough to admit your mistakes. Plus, it sets the foundation for real growth and change. Third, listen actively. A genuine apology is a two-way street. It's not just about expressing your remorse, but also truly listening to the other person's feelings and perspective. Give them space to share their hurt, anger, or disappointment without interrupting or getting defensive. Active listening shows that you care about understanding their experience and validating their emotions. Fourth, offer a solution. A sincere apology isn't just about saying sorry, it's also about taking concrete steps to make things right. Think about what you can do to repair the damage and show the other person that you're committed to making amends. It might involve changing your behavior, doing something nice with them, or simply being more mindful in the future. Finally, be patient. Healing takes time, so don't expect forgiveness or immediate reconciliation. Give the other person space to process their emotions and work through the hurt. Be consistent in your efforts to show remorse and make amends, and eventually you can rebuild trust and strengthen your bond. Now let me tell you a story about a couple I know who faced this challenge head-on. Sarah accidentally sent a hurtful text message to her boyfriend, Mark, during a heated argument. It wasn't intentional, but the words stung, leaving Mark feeling deeply hurt and betrayed. Sarah realized she had crossed the line and immediately knew she needed to make things right. She called Mark, apologized sincerely, acknowledging her mistake and the pain it caused. Sarah also actively listened to Mark's feelings and validated his pain. She didn't try to justify her actions or make excuses, she simply owned up to them. Mark appreciated her honesty and willingness to take responsibility for her words. He knew that Sarah genuinely cared about their relationship and was committed to making amends. While it took time for things to heal completely, their open communication, sincere apologies, and genuine efforts to repair the damage brought them closer than ever before. It's a powerful reminder that even when we mess up, love and forgiveness can prevail, leading to an even stronger bond. So remember, folks, embracing apologies isn't just about saying sorry, it's about taking responsibility for our actions, showing genuine remorse, actively listening, and making amends. It's a journey that takes courage, humility, and a whole lot of heart. But when done right, it can be one of the most beautiful acts of love in any relationship. Ready to put these tips into action? Start by reflecting on your own relationships. Can you identify any situations where you could benefit from offering a sincere apology or making amends? Take a moment to think about what steps you can take to repair any hurt and strengthen your connections with the people you care about most. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Leave us a review, join the conversation on social media, or just spread the love. We're here to empower you to create meaningful and fulfilling relationships every single day. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.